Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the study session from Mesa City Council for Monday, December 7th, 2009. We have as the first item on the agenda to convene executive session. I think we're going to skip and let's go through the agenda review and get the other things done and then go into exec session if that's okay with everybody. Okay. So let's go to the agenda for tonight, item two, which is the review of the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. And page eight. Okay, everything as I see is on consent agenda with the exception of item 7B. Is that correct? Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Vice Mayor.
I would just like to point out that we had done a lot of service projects recently, and we had a continuation of service projects at Rotary Park, Rotary Park there, where students from Lincoln Elementary School teamed up with Jackson White Law Firm and finished painting the fences and painted tables and cleaned playground equipment. So that park's looking pretty good comparatively right now.
Any other report? Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I attended the Broadway Palms event or presentation the other day of Meet Me in St. Louis, and it's a wonderful Christmas program. If you all haven't got anything going over the net till Christmas time, it's a wonderful, wonderful performance to take your family to. So just wanted to share that. Thanks.
And did you have yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
I did.
Good.
It was fabulous.
Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to report on the District 3 Pancake Breakfast. We had a great turnout. Appreciate those of you who were able to come. We also had some guests in Congressman Harry Mitchell, Representative David Lujan. We also had a supervisor from Pinal County, Brian Martin, and we appreciate that. He wanted to find out how we interact with the public, and I think it was very positive. And I want to thank the firefighters and all the volunteers and all the community folks who made it a great event. After that, I also went to another event in my district. Marble Mesa had its annual toy drive at the same time. Theirs was benefiting the Save the Family Foundation, and they had also had a great turnout for their toy drive as well. I will report that the toy drive that we as a city conducted in conjunction with the Pancake Breakfast has generated hundreds of new toys that we'll be delivering to the Children's Hospital at Banner Desert tomorrow afternoon. My thanks to all the city staff and members of the community who helped with that project. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. Point of personal privilege. Today is my anniversary. And my wife of 18 years is out behind Gary out in the audience.
Who's ordering the pizza?
I am ordering the pizza. There's a story. You'll notice the festive tie I am wearing today is there's a story behind it. The tie was originally made by her mother, my late mother-in-law, who made the ties. Yeah. Why is that
the tie
funny?
That's falling off.
The tie that's falling off because I keep moving. This one's getting a little older. But the
and,
tie was...
And the message your mother-in-law was trying to...
she didn't like me much. Never trusted me. Or any, apparently any of the men in the family, the reason for the tie is she, for the first Christmas that they were married, she would make the tie. She was quite the arts and craftsy person, and so when we got married December the 7th in 91, I got my tie early, so I'm going to wear my tie tonight, but my wife likes to continue tradition, so if anybody is feeling out, we brought ties. Now, I do have one special one because my wife, mostly girls in the family, was very upset. So the girls, unfortunately, were never given ties, and my wife just didn't think that was right. So we tried to think of how do I get one for our distinguished colleague. So we made one with pearls for you. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Summers. Is that like a mistletoe tie, or is that like what is that? Is that a poison ivy
tie? Mrs. Summers would be glad.
With berries on it?
Huh?
It's a holly tie.
A holly tie.
You guys, make sure that when you put your hand on it, you put the two berries on the cup so you match. Yes. All my sisters are just in awe over yours, by the way. My daughter modeled it, and I sent pictures to all my sisters, and they're like, "Mom,
you want the pearls
next year?" Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there any staff you want to get back on? I got four more.
No, Mr. Brady does
care. Mr. Brady, when did we lose complete and total control of the at what point did that happen?
Move the convener in executive session.
Yes. You know what? It will. You did. Thank you very much. And the story of the red jacket shall stay between all of us. Okay? All right. Thank you. So, Mr. Brady,
yes.
We shall turn it over to you.
Yes, Council for schedule
this week. I want to remind you that tomorrow we have the grand opening for CMC Steel, which is very exciting for us. That will be grand opening will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Essentially located near the intersection of Germain and Meridian, if Meridian was actually existed, but you'll find it down in that location. And then later that evening, we have our joint meeting with the town of Gilbert, and that'll be at 6 p.m. at the ASU Polytechnic Cooley Ballroom. So we invite everyone to be there. And then, of course, we have our study session this Thursday, December 10th at 7:30. Also want to report we had a very successful recycling appliances and other household goods. To remember the last time we combined that with our household hazardous waste collection, we had an event again this Saturday, and I believe we had something over 400 cars come through. So hopefully by splitting those up a little bit, we'll be able to address that activity. So. Anyway, those are the announcement of the schedule coming up. Thank you. Oh, and Mayor, also one thing. We do want to pass along our condolences to Chief Myers. Her mother passed away this past week. It was very unexpected, and so we send out our condolences to her and her family.
Thank you for reminding us of that. Okay, any other business? All right. I will entertain a motion to enter into an executive session to discuss, among other things, the legal ramifications of wearing holly ties with pearls. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are moving into executive session. Thank you very much. We'll see you back at 5:45 upstairs.